Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're still dealing with the subject called prayer, communication, intimacy and relationship. Today we're doing part 10 of the part 12 series, and we're also doing topic number 12, Speak to the Mountain. Let us now go to Mark chapter 11, verses 12 to 14 and verse 20. This is a lesson about the withered fig tree. On that day following, when they had come away from Bethany, he was hungry, that is Jesus. And seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find some fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And he said to it, "No one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples were listening to what he said. Verse 20. In the morning when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. Verse 21, and Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Master, look, the fig tree which you doomed or cursed has withered away." What I want you to see here is Jesus spoke to the situation, or he spoke to the problem. That's what God wants us to do, is to speak to the problems in our lives or speak to the situations in our lives, to speak words of faith, speak words of the Word of God. Why? Because the Word of God is the answer to all the problems. After Jesus spoke or answered, the fig tree dried up instantly from the roots, but it took about 12 hours to manifest or to become real in the natural physical world. Often when we pray, most of the time it takes time for the manifestation of our prayer to become real in the natural realm. Sometimes it's instant, but normally it takes time for the prayer to work and allow God to work with that prayer and those words to make it happen in the natural realm. Therefore, we have to have patience in our prayer life. The Bible says we obtain the promises of God through faith and patience. Let us go back to verse 21. And Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Master, look, the fig tree which you have doomed has withered away." And Jesus replying said to him, "Have faith in God." Verse 23, "Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up, thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt at all in his heart or his spirit, but believes what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask in prayer and believe and trust and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it." Even in prayer, God operates within laws that he established and put in place. We need to understand these laws, laws of faith, the same as we understand the gravity and electricity. Speaking words of doubt and unbelief are operating outside the laws of faith, and of course, faith won't work. Jesus said, "Speak to the mountain or the problem or the situation." In verse 24, Jesus calls this prayer by speaking to the mountain. Most people are speaking to God about the mountain. They should be speaking to the mountain about God. First, praise God and then thank him for the answer to the problem. And second, speak to the problem. From the time you pray that you have believed, that you have received, and the manifestation of that prayer, there is a time period which is often governed by the person themselves who prayed. God always wants to answer prayer, but God will not step outside or go over the laws that he has put in position. And these laws we have to get to know to operate by faith in prayer. I want you once again to see verse 23. Jesus said, "For truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things he says shall be done, shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." In prayer, God expects us to imitate or to be like Christ Jesus in what he did. Jesus is showing us something here. He's saying, whatever problem is in your life, whatever situation is in your life, if it's against the word of God, then pray the word, speak to the mountain, and use words of faith. And the words of faith will remove that problem out of your life or out of someone else's life. Many people and many believers want God to speak to the mountain on their behalf. But God says, no, you speak to the mountain. Jesus is saying, You speak to the mountain. You have the faith of God put into you. The day you're born again, God's faith is put into you, and it must grow, and it grows as we exercise it. God says, speak to the mountain in faith. Command the mountain to be removed in the name of Jesus. What are you doing? You are exercising your authority, your God-given authority, in a right standing position before God as a believer. And God wants you to do exactly the same as what Jesus did. Jesus said, what I have done, you will do an even greater, because I go to the Father. Did he go to the Father? Yes, he went to heaven. Jesus is not only the high priest, but he is the mediator between man and God. Jesus is empowered by the Father to make sure your prayers come to pass when those prayers are spoken in faith in his name, in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed that subject. The next part we're doing is part 11, and the topic is called Prayer is a Process. Thank you, and God bless.